Track 58.
Taking good notes can really make a difference when it comes to doing your assessments because your notes help you know what knowledge and ideas you know already and what you don't. So, therefore, this means you can plan your research and reading time better. And also work out how long it's likely to take to do the actual assessment, whether it's an essay or report or presentation or whatever. If we look at Jamal's notes, we can see that he's got quite a lot of good information down. General ideas, examples, details, etc. But if he leaves his notes like this, he's going to come across a few problems later on. Firstly, he should fill in some of the basic details, such as the other Nobel Prize writers. And he needs to clarify anything that might be ambiguous. Here, for example, where it says trans but also, Jamal might struggle to remember what that means if he doesn't clarify the meaning and add content pretty soon after the lecture. You see, if Jamal doesn't fill in more details, he won't be able to work out which sections of his notes are relevant for his assessment. And he definitely needs to find out what those books and chapters are as soon as possible. Otherwise, he could spend ages in the library or online trying to find them. And if he doesn't know what chapters to read as follow-up to the lecture, he could end up reading far too much unnecessary stuff and slowing down his progress.